Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Today on CICK News, I am speaking to Christine Bruce, the Food Security Coordinator at the Smithers Community Services Association, about a new program called Everybody Eats. The aim of this program is to create healthier options for those who use food programs to feed themselves and their families. Christine has built a system with three prongs to connect eaters with local growers, which she will explain in our interview as we sat down during last week's farmers market. Everybody Eats will launch publicly at the Bulkley Valley Farmers Market on Saturday, June 15th, and Christine is buzzing with excitement to introduce everybody to this new approach to food security. So we're here to talk about Everybody Eats. This is a program you've told me a little bit about, but I would love to learn a lot more. So tell me, first off, what is Everybody Eats?
The quick definition of this brand new initiative is a response to the outdated thinking of how charity works. I feel like we're always battling things like bureaucracy and old ways of thinking like nepotism and racism, and Everybody Eats is my attempt to break through some of that and to see that everybody gets access to local fresh food. I want people to have agency over their food choices. I want to connect people with food on a deeper level, like where did it come from and how do you prepare it and how do you process it for later use? And then there are the larger considerations like what relationships can we build around food? In a nutshell, Everybody Eats is my attempt through the Smithers Community Services Association to connect more people with local fresh food.
How did Everybody Eats, how did all of this begin?
So it all started, if you can believe it, with a box of Captain Crunch cereal. Those processed foods are full of either sugar or salt, and they're not a healthy breakfast option, but I was given a box in a Christmas food hamper through the SCSA a couple of years ago, and when I mentioned to friends and colleagues that this wasn't a good option for feeding people, they made me feel ungrateful. I recognize that these programs are run by well-intended, kind people, but like I said before, the model is outdated. The charitable philosophy of feeding people shouldn't be it's better than nothing. There's no power involved when you give people agency over their food choices. And I want to give people, like eaters, their power back when you offer them the option of local and fresh. In the winter, a series of meetings between me and the new executive director of the community services, Myung Lee, resulted in their inviting me to launch a new position, the food security coordinator, which we've never had here before. Mm-hmm. And I've been hired to manage and make improvements to three programs. Extend the Christmas hamper program with a long-term goal of offering hampers all year and to move away from the processed food that has been the staple of that program. Now, I understand some people love the processed food part, but processed foods have been studied and proven to be unhealthy in anyone's diet. So we'll still offer it, but with a supplement of local and fresh. So people will have options now. And then the next program is managing the BCAFM, the Association of Farmers Markets, their coupons program, and ensure that everybody can eat. Because as it operates right now, it's really restrictive, so only pregnant people or families with small children or seniors can get access to this. And the working poor are left out of that.
Yep.
And then I want to ensure that seniors in the Better at Home program get access to more fresh and local food through a hot meals program. So those are the three programs that they really want me to work on. So we need to step back a little bit for a minute. Our current systems are set up in a siloed structure, always competing. We have this long history of people being pitted against each other. And in the movie 500 Days in the Wild, Diane Whelan commented, "We used to live in a society, but now we live in an economy." And that really resonated with me. It encapsulates the big hole that I see in a lot of these programs. We're not feeding everyone. And it's set up under an outdated charity model. And the system is based on colonial and capitalist models, and it's deeply divided. And I can see why my three programs have been set up the way they have and why they have restrictions on who can eat and what they can have. And the people who managed them before me were doing their best. And the other thing is we have to remember is people don't like change. It might be a broken system, but it's comfortable, mm-hmm. right? So our new SCSA mission statement insists on making change, to be more inclusive, more equitable, to give people agency over their food choices. And I've been tasked with building partnerships and to collaborate. So my first goal, as I said before, is to change attitudes, particularly around charity. Charity began as a band-aid solution to a growing problem of people in need, and that band-aid solution has become a big money industry. And yet the people who need help are becoming destitute, and there's more of them. They're becoming less healthy. And the only people who really benefit from us giving a box of processed cereal to the needy are big industry. not the people we're giving it to. So it's not working, and it was never meant as a permanent solution. And one last thing I would like to say is that right now has been described as a time of unraveling, which is scary, but it also opens up opportunities. And that's where programs like Everybody Eats come in.
Nuts and bolts. Can you tell me how this will actually work and how people can, who will need to access this service, how this is going to work for them?
Okay. So in the early manifestation, Everybody Eats is going to be a booth at the BB Farmers Market beginning June 15th. Two of my three programs will be immediately impacted there. I'm going to share information on the coupons program and give tours of the market to anyone who wants one. I'm not going to be distributing coupons. You have to go through a service like SCSA programs or Pregnancy Outreach or the Friendship Center to get coupons. But I will be at the market to help you use the coupons to understand how it works if you get confused.
Okay.
And there are also people who have anxiety about coming to the market and they're afraid of stigma. I'm going to be here.
Sure.
Come and see me.
Can I actually just pause you there? So if someone's going through a service like the SCSA, how are they connecting with them?
You just walk into the office and connect.
And let them know that you want to access the food coupon program.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Now, one of the problems that we're having right now is we didn't get enough coupons this year, so we're already turning people away.
Okay.
So the next thing I want to implement is a waiting list, because I've already got permission from a couple of organizations, including the SCSA and the BCAFM, to start a sponsorships program where I'm going to start approaching businesses and say, hey, the working poor aren't being covered in this program.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to sponsor some more coupons? And then the BAFMA's already told me that I can give the coupons to anybody.
Nice.
If I'm doing it that way.
Yeah.
So we can include everybody.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Which is neat. And it also means that I'm building partnerships between farmers and eaters.
Yeah.
Right? Which is neat.
It's not only neat, it's necessary.
Like I said, we don't like change,
yeah.
Right? It's comfortable,
yeah.
Right? And a lot of people will say to you, we've never done it that way before. So I think we've had the imagination just kicked out of us.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people that says, no, hell no. Let's go try something different here.
Yeah.
So remember that box of cereal I started with? What if people could have eggs and a piece of toast for breakfast instead? What if you could get a bowl of Hascap berries? These are all things that are available at the farmer's market. You can get that for breakfast. You
mm-hmm.
don't need to rely on Captain Crunch. And you might purchase them with the coupons program, or you might redeem a love note for them. And we can talk about that later. But with Everybody Eats, we'll try to find ways to give people access to food and agency over their food choices.
Yeah.
And those are the sorts of things that I'm really excited about. All right, let's get into the nuts and bolts of this. I said two of my programs. The other one that's going to be impacted immediately is the hamper program.
Yes.
Right now, we only give out Christmas hampers once a year. But bear with me, because I got to tell you some backstory first, and then we'll get to it. So my plan is to draw in any and all market goers, like you and me, anybody, to engage with food through things like this thing that I mentioned, the Love Notes Project, which is a pay it forward element, where anyone can buy anything at the market from a participating vendor, and then they leave the receipt for that item at my booth for anyone else in need to redeem.
And just to pause you there, that's called the Love Notes Program.
Here's one of the holes I want to plug. I might personally buy a loaf of bread or a cup of coffee or some preserves, things that are not currently allowed with the coupons program. You can't get those things. You can buy anything offered at the market, but as an example, let's say I buy that loaf of bread and I bring the receipt to the Everybody Eats table. Now, maybe you haven't enough money to buy yourself a loaf of bread, but you can collect that receipt, take it back to Mama Jay's table, and redeem it for your loaf of bread that I bought.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how the pay it forward system
sure.
works.
Yeah.
And collaboration in feeding someone and filling a gap. One of the vendors wants to regularly donate vegetables to the Love Notes Project. And here's where the hamper program comes in. Myung wants me to distribute food hampers all year. Here's a start. We can't do that right away because I don't have place to store all that food.
Yeah.
But anyone can come now to the Everybody Eats Mart booth and collect a small bag of vegetables through the Love Notes Project. It's like a mini Christmas hamper.
That's right.
I love that there's more agency to this method. I love that anybody can collect it, no questions asked. You might get anything that's offered at the market, not just what the coupon program says. And I always get stopped when I'm explaining this. I get poo-pooed because I've said at the beginning, the idea of sugar is a bad idea,
yeah.
right? You don't want to eat too much sugar. But what if somebody wanted to get a cup of coffee and a sticky bun,
mm-hmm.
okay? Well, who says comfort food, in moderation obviously, is a bad thing, especially during uncertain times? If I can have a sticky bun and not feel guilty about it, then why should a vulnerable person have to feel guilty
that's
about
right,
it?
That's right, totally.
I have trouble with that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the attitudes that I really think we need to stop.
Yeah.
A little bit of sugar, when you're stressed, it will make you feel comforted.
Christine, something that I know that you've considered too is when someone gets something like a treat, maybe that's because they want to treat someone else, and you've helped someone treat someone else in a way that is really meaningful.
Yeah, yeah. It's very sweet. Yeah. And as a market vendor will tell you, there's a big difference between a homemade sticky bun and a box of cereal.
Yeah.
Now, that's not all I've got planned for the booth. I'm working with farmers who will have samples of vegetables at their tables, and that same week, I'll have recipes that incorporate that vegetable. And I've done this before at other farmers' markets. I walk around the market and I ask shoppers, have you ever tried, for instance, kohlrabi? Mm-hmm. And often they say no, right? And I say, okay, there's a vendor over there that has free samples, go try it. And then they come back to me and they've got this funny look on their face, and I say, here's a recipe.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they've got this come to Jesus moment where they, I love this vegetable. Why did I never know about this before? And so I'm connecting people with food, real food, and I'm giving them a recipe to process it. And I'm getting them thinking about what this thing is.
Yeah.
And there's something really exciting about that. And then we're going to offer pamphlets with educational tips and offers of farm tours and farm talks, workshops, games and puzzles. The basic idea is to get 100% redemption on the market coupons, get people of all ages interacting with food, supplementing them people's eating habits with love notes if they need it, mm-hmm. and potentially with business sponsorships, and introducing more eaters to farmers and vendors. Mm-hmm. We need more people at the farmers market. That's just a no-brainer for the whole world.
Yeah.
People should not necessarily be going to a local grocery store for all their food needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be able to come somewhere and buy local and fresh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned food talks and workshops. Those will, I hope, happen off-site. Here's an idea. The plan is to take the Everybody Eats booth to other events, into places like the Meadows, where seniors can share fellowship time over a hot meal. And there's where my third program will be impacted. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I realize this idea is extensive. A lot more than one person can manage, and serendipitously, several people have already stated they want to get involved. Smithers is a really generous town, and I believe it's an idea that's right for the picking. So I'm working with a small task force right now, and we have so many ideas that we can hardly keep up with it.
Yeah. I know that so the next thing that people can look forward to after all of this kind of behind the scenes work, unless you're involved with the SDSA, you might not know about this, or you're on the task force, you might not know about this. People are going to be able to see you on the 15th. What does the rest of 2024 look like?
Sure, we are going to need to feed people, but let's do it in a way that one person isn't telling another person how to eat.
Yes.
Or what, or when.
Yep.
Right? And that's a power dynamic that I want to make it a lot more equitable. So that's a big goal for me. There shouldn't be this power dynamic. And if you're getting coupons but are feeling unsure or anxious, as I said, come to the table. I'm happy to give you a tour of the market. Let's explore ways with you around the anxiety you're feeling and to give you a safe space.
Yeah.
And then I want to advocate for problem-solving processes rather than Band-Aid solutions. So I want to be thinking from the perspective of the recipient. Are you benefiting from the program? Is there equity and diversity? Is there stigma? And are you included in the decision-making process? And so basically, are we helping or not?
Yeah.
Let's think about that all the time when we set something up. So if you, to get coupons, you need to register, as I said, through one of the distributors. So Pregnancy Outreach, the Friendship Center, or one of the Smithers Community Services Association services. I can't guarantee anything there because we got fewer coupons and because they had fewer funds. But don't despair, because anyone can also visit the table at the BB Farmers Market. Anyone, and if you don't have coupons but are feeling stretched, let's see if the Love Notes Project can help. Again, I can't guarantee anything, but we have this huge community of very generous people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm counting on you.
Yeah.
I'm counting on building community here.
How will people notice your booth? How will your booth stand out at the market that they can find you easily?
So I have approached Stephanie Alfred, and she has created a logo for the Everybody Eats program, and here it is. She incorporated the Gidimdan clan, even though she's Lhasa-Apso, and because Smithers is on the Cassiac territory, right? So she wanted to locate us, first of all. And then the Gidimdan bear holds the salmon, because Stephanie believes that salmon holds the power of transformation to shed old patterns and beliefs that no longer serve us, and to welcome the opportunity for rebirth. And then there's a farmer holding a jar, which is an offering to show respect, gratitude, and maintaining a reciprocal relationship with ancestors. And in return, the farmer is gifted fruits, vegetables, and herbs. And these are all medicine from the territory. There's also a jar of honey, which represents pleasure, sweetness, truth, and knowledge. And then there's one final truth from Stephanie that I learned when I moved to Whitsett. And I was really happy to see this underscored in our logo. Once you exchange the mindset of profit and learn to offer to the community, you are rewarded with vibrant growing seasons.
Aww.
This is so lovely. So look for Wet'suwet'en flavored logo that says everybody eats on it. It has things like a bear eating salmon and honey and herbs and vegetables and fruit. And it's just, what a great land acknowledgement that is. For more information, contact me at christine.bruce, B-R-U-C-E, at scsa.ca. Come to the market every Saturday starting June 15th. And let's build community together and ensure that everybody eats.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.